Blue Planet Run organizer Jin Zeidel says that he remembers the exact moment that he was inspired to create an event that would bring consciousness to the Western world about global access to water.
I am the founder and chairman of the Blue Planet Run Foundation, which is putting on the first ever relay around the world.
The group of 20 runners will take turns running around the world in 90-minute spurts. Zeidel says the United States leg will take about a month. Tomorrow, runners will stop at the world's largest sulfuryl fluoride plant in Pittsburgh.
This message of safe drinking water would not be happening without them. Now, am I applauding them for those efforts? Yes. What they do with it and how they're viewed by different individuals is up to them. You know, I know being in the environment and sustainability movement, I know we have a lot of different issues to contend with.
But some charge that Dow Chemical is using the run to greenwash its image as a major polluter and producer of toxic chemicals. Environmentalists charge that Dow's Bay Area plant in Pittsburgh creates dangerous pesticides which are toxic to humans. One of these critics is Steve Schull-Buchwald of the Pesticide Action Network of North America.
They're underwriting the bulk of the costs. They put up $10 million to support the run. The Blue Planet Run itself is promoting clean drinking water around the world, which is certainly a huge issue, huge problem, and worthy of support. But to be associated with Dow really tarnishes the whole project, since Dow's contribution is polluting water, not cleaning it up.
Schull-Buchwald says that Dow Chemical needs to change its image globally in order to expand its operations in Asia.
Union Carbide is now a wholly owned subsidiary of Dow. They purchased them, but they didn't accept liabilities for the plant. Technically, of course, they're liable. They've been under court order for a couple of decades now, and they're currently trying to settle a deal with the courts and the government of India, in which they would pay one of the major industrial families to do water cleanup in Bhopal. They finally may clean up the water, but they're not going to do anything with the 20,000-some victims that are still living there, still suffering the effects of the original plant explosion and the toxic pollution in the area.
Representing the Association for India's Development is Sudarshan Suresh, who attended a protest demanding Dow Chemical clean up water that it and Union Carbide, a company acquired by Dow, have already polluted.
Independent studies have revealed that groundwater in Bhopal is severely polluted, and the mercury level in the breast milk of women taken from the region drinking that water is over the top of the roof. And I think that's one of the reasons why I protest. I want Dow to clean up the factory site in Bhopal and give clean water to the people affected by the Bhopal gas tragedy.
Suresh and Schull-Buchwald both say that the Dow Chemical Company is funding the run partly in order to change its image as a global polluter, particularly in the eyes of people who live in Asia.
Dow is now trying to set up facilities all across India, and there has been severe opposition against Dow from the people.
Jin Zeidel says that he had been funding the project out of his own pocket until Dow joined his effort.
Blue Planet Run has a relationship with Dow that I feel very comfortable about. Mm-hmm. That we are not endorsing them in any manner or respect. Mm-hmm. You know, they are funding our operation, and for that we are very, very grateful, and we are happy with them as a sponsor.